WSA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The man suspected of murdering four University of Idaho college students will likely waive extradition. Washington State University graduate student Brian Koberger was arrested in Pennsylvania. His extradition hearing attorney has revealed that he will most likely waive his right to extradition, meaning he can be transported back to Idaho immediately. Prosecutors say Koberger's DNA was recovered at the off-campus house where four students were stabbed to death in November. Pope Francis will preside over the funeral of former Pope Benedict XVI. The Vatican announcing the 95-year-old former pontiff died Saturday at his home in a former monastery in Vatican City. Officials say Benedict's body will be moved to St. Peter's Basilica on Monday so that mourners can pay their respects before his funeral on Thursday. It was anything but a calm New Year's Eve celebration in New York's Times Square. Three police officers were attacked and a suspect shot. New York City Mayor Eric Adams was up late providing details.
All three of the officers are in stable conditions, and there are no credible threats to New Yorkers at this time.
The New York Post reports a rookie officer who had just graduated on Friday was working the New Year's Eve detail when he was approached by an individual who slashed him in the head with a machete. Fellow officers opened fire on the suspect, hitting him in the shoulder, and he was taken into custody. Georgia will go for back-to-back national championships in college football next week after surviving Ohio State in the Peach Bowl. Ohio State missed a 50-yard game-winning field goal as Georgia holds on for the victory. Head coach Kirby Smart.
A lot of respect for Ohio State, for Ryan Day and his program. They played well enough to win the game.
The Bulldogs will square off against TCU in the national championship game a week from Monday after TCU took down Michigan 51-45. This is USA News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha Steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, Air-Chilled Boneless Chicken, Ultra Juicy burgers, even easy to prepare, ready in a flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
USA News 2022.
The Gun Violence Archive counts 611 mass shootings this year, generally defined as four or more victims shot at the same location. 19 children and two teachers were killed at a school in Uvalde, Texas, many shot or dying as police waited to engage the 18-year-old shooter.
I'm going crazy. Nobody knows who does that right now.
It could have been worse at a nightclub in Colorado Springs where five died and two dozen were hurt.
At least two heroic people inside the club confronted and fought with the suspect.
Also, six dead in Chesapeake, Virginia, 10 in Buffalo. President Biden gave voice to the question many have asked.
When in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby?
While former President Trump told the NRA convention when it comes to schools,
it's time to finally allow highly trained teachers to safely and discreetly conceal carry.
Congress did pass a bill that toughens background checks for gun buyers younger than 21. It will also invest in red flag laws, which allow courts to seize guns from people deemed to be dangerous. The House passed, but the Senate voted down a bill that would have reinstated the ban on assault weapons. 2022 in review. I'm Richard Johnson.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding.
Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
life. Just like old times, only better. The Best Man, The Final Chapter. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!